And gay people got to get over the fact that they're not just the only people in the world that suffer. But let's get back to women and Cosmopolitan. Because on this issue of Cosmopolitan, it said women are the oppressed minority. First of all, ladies, you are not a minority, you're a majority. There are more women than men in the world. As for being oppressed, I will show you tonight who is oppressed. A few minutes ago, I told a story about driving a stake through my wife's heart. And a lot of you men wanted to laugh. Oh, I saw you. I saw your faces. Your laugh got right up there and you... Now, if man is the oppressor, why is he afraid to laugh? Because man isn't the oppressor. Man is the bewildered. Man is bewildered because he's going to laugh at something he thinks is funny. And then later, after he actually thought he had a good time, when he says to her, "Gee, honey, that was a funny show. Did you enjoy yourself?" "No! What were you laughing about? I didn't think he was funny. Why did you laugh at those jokes? I didn't think they were funny." Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that true oppression right there? A guy can't laugh. And you know what really scares the hell out of you men? It may not be tonight that you hear about it. If you laugh tonight, you might hear about it 3.5 years from now. Because it doesn't start all at once with a woman. Just sort of rolls around in there, you know? You'll be in your second honeymoon in Hawaii. "Gee, honey, that's a beautiful moon. Why did you laugh at that comic? I didn't think he was funny." "What the fuck are you talking about?" The number one complaint of women on these shows, Phil, Geraldo, Montel, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, all of them, is women saying, "My husband doesn't communicate with me. Because he's scared to fucking death." You discuss an issue with your wife. She starts getting angry. You let it go. The next day you go, "Gee, honey, what were you angry about?" "Well, you didn't pick the right time to talk to me." When is the fucking right time? Is there a special clock for you? Or else you'll go, "Well, I didn't like the words you used." Words, time, what's funny, what isn't funny. So a man just shuts up. He just shuts up. Because he's safe when he just shuts up. And then she walks, "I don't know why he doesn't talk to me." Which brings us to the third article in there, which said, women outlive men by 10 years. This is a medical fact. Did you know this? I checked up on it because I read it in Cosmopolitan. It has to be double checked. Medical science can't tell you why women outlive men. Cosmopolitan can't tell you why women outlive men. But I would like to give my theory. I think it's the bitching. I didn't make that word up, ladies. It's been handed down through the centuries. Not the word dicking, the word bitching. And you ladies use that word worse than any man. Listen to the difference when a man and a woman use that. A man will go, "Ooh, that bitch." Then listen to a woman. One day, my wife and I walked outside of a mall, seen this girl she didn't like in high school. She went, "Look at that bitch." And hissed right out of her mouth. Her eyes lit up, her hair went back. God damn! Fact! Most men die at the age of 62 on a Sunday after a golf game. That's a fact. They're out with their buddies, they're having a wonderful time. Unthinkingly, one of their friends go, "Are you going home to the wife after this?" Boom! Dead, right there. How do they find a man when he's murdered? They find him shot or stabbed. How do they find a woman? All chopped up. Why? The bitching. Ah! I was reading the other day that the settlers that went out west, the pioneers that came out west, usually only the husband and children made it, not the wives. They couldn't figure out why the wives didn't make it. Let me offer you my theory. I think it was the bitching. I want each and every one of you men right now to think of that love thing sitting next to you. And now I want you to imagine her ass on a buckboard for 30 days. Going going to the desert in 120 degree heat. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I haven't been able to fix my hair. I broke a nail. My makeup's been running. I know you told me it was going to take this long. I didn't think it was going to take this long. I know you told me it was going to be this hot. I didn't think it was going to be this hot. All these creaky wagon wheels are giving me a headache, and I'll tell you something else. I'm tired of being chased by Indians. I'm tired of having to dodge rattlesnakes when I gotta hide behind a cactus to pee. I am tired of eating jackrabbit for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I have not been able to talk to my mom or my girlfriends. And I wanna tell you something else. When I tripped on that hill and you laughed, I didn't think that was funny. Whoa! Whoa! Come here, honey, get down off the wagon, come here. Come here, honey. Come behind the wagon right here. Bam! A couple of days later, he's up there, the kid. Daddy, where's mommy? My engine's got her. You better be quiet or they get your little ass, too. Now, ladies, I'm going to point something out to you. I know I've been a little rough on you here tonight, but I hear all this man blaming, all this man bashing, and I have had a deal with a real live genuine feminist, a comedian. Oh, what a joy it was to work with her. She came walking into the club. I didn't know who she was. I thought she was just a customer. You know, I opened up the door. She stood there, looked at me and said, I don't need any man to open any door for me. I said, well, fuck you. I slammed the door right in her face. I held it. I said, come on, let's see you open that goddamn door. Let's see how tough your ass really is. After the very first show we did that night, she came back to the green room, boy. She was angry. She said, I want to talk to you for a minute, mister. You're talking about women. I don't think you really understand women or know enough about them to talk about them. And you're talking about bitching. Mister, I don't think you really understand or know what bitching is. No. I can't tell you how long she went on because when a woman's in this mode, you lose all track of time. But thank God I've been married for 10 years. You could actually act like I was listening. Yeah. The calmer I was, the angrier she got. Her face was red, veins popping, and then she hit me with those two cliches. You'll never know the pain. You'll never know the pain of having a period. You'll never know the pain of having a baby. I said, you'll never know what it's like to get your dick caught in a zipper. Now, let me point something out to you. Just a minute now. Now, ladies, you cannot say this to a man. Of course he could never know that pain. It's physically impossible for him to feel that. I mean, why even bring this up? It's illogical. It is illogical. A man can never have a period or a baby. Why even bring it up? However, may I offer this view? Women claim that childbirth is the greatest natural pain a human being can endure. And yet you see women with not just one child, but two, three, four, and so on. However, you rarely find a man who gets his dick caught in a zipper more than once.